Hi, thanks for listening to KJZZ's audio service, which is supported by AARP Arizona. Keep Phoenix in motion with events to get out and do more things with your friends and family. Discover all the real possibilities here in the community on Facebook at AARP Arizona or aarp.org/Phoenix.
More than half of Americans over the age of 65 have a chronic condition. Think diabetes, cancer, or Alzheimer's disease. So imagine someone coming into an emergency department with multiple conditions. Well, the experience for both patient and provider can be challenging. But as KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie reports, some emergency departments are changing the way they do business.
We're coming to a facility with a 65-year-old male. In a memory care area.
Calls like that aren't unusual here at Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix. Staff here see more than 1,000 patients a month who are 65 and older. Nationally, emergency departments, or EDs, are treating seniors at higher rates than non-seniors, according to the American College of Emergency Physicians. But what makes this place different is that it's the only accredited geriatric ED in the entire state.
We know that older adults, when they come into the ED, they have more complications. And there was a need for improving the care of these patients when they come to the emergency department.
Dr. Nimit Agarwal is a chief of geriatrics at Banner University Medical Center. Last November, Agarwal and his colleagues started the accreditation process with the Geriatric Emergency Department Accreditation Program.
So we had to show that we were doing some initiatives. One of our biggest initiative in the ED is fall prevention in older adults.
But tackling something like falls, which is the leading cause of injury-related deaths among older adults, according to the CDC, means taking an interdisciplinary approach.
We have nurses who are specially trained for detection of falls. We have a pharmacist who looks at their medications. We have the physicians who get training every month on what geriatrics-focused care could be.
So this probably sounds like what should be happening in every ED, but geriatric EDs and geriatricians themselves are in short supply. The Arizona Geriatric Society says the state should have more than 500 geriatricians. But as of 2016, there were only 117. And the need is only going to grow as baby boomers age. Julie Kobos is a nursing director for Emergency Department Observation and Trauma at Banner. She takes me on a tour of their geriatric ED. So there's not a separate ward for older patients, though that's the goal. Rather, there are 6 age-friendly rooms. She points to a room with an age-friendly sign on the sliding glass door.
It's a 68-year-old patient, and so the sign is on the door. It's been explained to the patient as to if there's any needs that need to be met. We're here to attend to them.
Like providing extra pillows and blankets, non-slip socks. But I asked Kobos, can't anyone who's in the ED get an extra pillow or chair?
Because yes, you can get pillows, non-slip socks, blankets all day long in every emergency department.
What's different here is the level of care, the details. Like, what if a patient forgets their hearing aids?
We have hearing devices. These things are fabulous. I've already had great feedback from our age-friendly community where this has assisted them in hearing what's being explained to them, tests that are being done, discharge instructions that are given. We have magnifiers in there if they're having problems seeing, they forgot their glasses or what have you. Earplugs in case it gets too loud or noisy.
All of that is music to Phoenix Fire Captain Benjamin Santillan's ears. Santillan is a national certified dementia trainer. He says first responders are increasingly responding to calls involving people with Alzheimer's disease. So Phoenix Fire is training its people to care for this population. But what happens when they arrive at the ED?
Some of the common mistakes that are made by medical personnel is they get hands on the patient and they start touching them and they want to put the blood pressure cuff on, they want to put the pulse oximetry probe on.
And that can cause them to get more confused, more combative.
That's Dr. Agarwal again.
Having a staff which knows the TADA's, which is T-A-D-A, it's a mnemonic that stands for tolerate, anticipate, do not agitate.
Something else they do? Hire nurses who have experience working at assisted living facilities. Earlier, Julie Kobos told me a story about one of her nurses and a 78-year-old patient with Alzheimer's disease.
Bless her heart, she was very scared, she was very confused, doing a lot of yelling in the room. The nurses kept trying to comfort her, so my charge nurse did a really cool thing.
That nurse was Brandy Cano.
This little lady kept wandering everywhere, and she was pretty quick on her feet. We thought she was going to escape. So I had her sit by me, she ate lunch, and
she settled down. That small gesture changed everything, and sometimes that's all it takes, human connection. There are about 100 hospitals across the country that are an accredited geriatric ED, but with an estimated 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every single day, the numbers just don't add up yet. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And the number of Arizonans 65 and older is expected to jump from 883,000 in 2010 to more than 2.4 million by 2050. It's an increase of 174%, according to the Arizona Department of Health Services. But the state of health care could be a concern in the coming years. Joining us to talk about one piece of business after her feature is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So your latest story focused on emergency departments, specifically geriatric EDs. What are some of the challenges that older adults are facing in an ED?
You know, there are a lot. First, think about the setting. It can be incredibly stressful. And then there are the medical issues, which Dr. Monish Bao, the medical director of Banner's emergency department, can explain.
There are multiple medications. Their memories may not be as good as they once were. They have different social needs to be able to take care of themselves, whether it be in the hospital or out of the hospital. Sometimes their hearing isn't as good. Sometimes their seeing isn't as good.
It's also a surprise to learn there's only one accredited geriatric emergency department in the entire state.
Yeah, I was surprised by that as well, especially because when I talked to the chair of the Geriatric Emergency Department Accreditation Program, who oversees this, a few simple steps can earn an ED a Level 3 accreditation, which is what Banner University Medical Center received, though they're about to submit their application for a Level 2 accreditation.
Okay, so what are some of those steps?
Well, for example, you need to have mobility devices like canes or walkers available 24/7. And I was told that some emergency departments lock those up after 5. Another simple but critical thing, having food and drink readily available. But the big thing is having a doctor or nurse champion. And at Banner University Medical Center, their champion is Dr. Nimit Agarwal, and he's a chief of geriatrics there.
So is every doctor a geriatrician in the ED?
No, but I'll let Dr. Agarwal explain that.
All the ED physicians get continuous training on geriatrics care from me and from the geriatrics division. And that's our goal with the geriatrics ED. What we are doing is we're trying to train all the workforce to be able to manage geriatric-focused care.
And that includes ancillary staff. So here's Dr. Bao again.
So we look at radiology staff that's coming to take the patient to get an x-ray done, laboratory staff, culinary services that are providing patients with food.
Okay, KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.